Wherever you are, we are your centerpiece for Black thoughts in America. It's News One Now with your host, Roland Martin.
What do you make of the craziness in this country, man, with the government shutting down, the debt ceiling, Ben Carson saying the Affordable Care Act is the worst thing since slavery? Have folks lost their mind in this country?
Well, you know, you said those nice things about my political roles before. I'm wondering if next I shouldn't play Ben Carson. It's a
oh, yeah, strong in the Ben Carson story.
Hey, I'd probably be stoned, I'm sure, in about 10 seconds. But Roland, I haven't actually listened to the comments. I read something about it. Of course, it's an inflammatory and I would say completely irresponsible thing to say. I have not seen the context of the comments, so I don't really want to go too far into that. But
I can play it for you.
Okay,
let's do this here. Okay, so Harry has not actually heard what Ben Carson said. Some of you may have not as well. So let's go ahead and play the soundbite. This is what Ben Carson said this weekend at the Values Voters Summit in D.C. It was an amazing comment. That was the Family Research Council, Tony Perkins' group, put this on. And so here's what Ben Carson had to say. Famed neurosurgeon, brilliant guy. But this is what he said just this weekend. Here you go.
And I have to tell you, Obamacare is, I think, the worst thing that has happened in this nation since slavery. And it is, in a way, it is slavery, in a way, because it is making all of us subservient to the government. And it was never about health care, it was about control. And that's why when this administration took office, it didn't matter that the country was going off the cliff economically. All forces were directed toward getting this legislation passed.
Ben, those are the comments.
Yes, well, those are disturbing. I think irresponsible. I think comparing anything to slavery or to the Holocaust is always, red meat for people who want to go along with those opinions and have whatever opinions they have. I think we could, of course, disagree, but we don't have to drag things that are painful into the debate when they actually have no place in that conversation. So that's my quick take away. But there you go. Yeah.
Ben, I'm sorry, not Ben. My goodness, I'm about to come at that again. Well, I'm already trying to put you in character. And in fact, actually, a movie has been done on Ben Carson. Cuba Gooding Jr. portrayed him, and I think it was a TBS or a TNT film. And it was actually a very good film. And like I said, man, a lot of people have respect for his work as a neurosurgeon. But I think he's very much operating outside of his lane and not doing a very well job. And as opposed to driving, he's actually driving erratically and causing car wrecks outside of his lane.
The first step is to join the movement.
Begin to mobilize and move people to action now.
Step number two, roll out.
The way I roll is when you've shown one time you can do it, no excuses after that.
We're your centerpiece for Black thoughts in America. It's News One Now with Roland Martin.